Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Collectors of Power podcast. This is your host, Rhino. How's everyone doing? With me, as always, are my faithful companions, Ryan, Bob, and Bobby.
Hello.
And for the crowd, they were doing, that are not watching, they were doing silent waves.
We were just
in case. People who were not watching wondered what was just happening.
We were checking to see if the volume worked.
Yes, yes. Tonight is episode 4 of our podcast, Maximoto Overdrive. Tonight we're going to be discussing all of the vehicles that either are or are not yet featured in Origins. So, Ryan, why don't you start us off with your theories on vehicles?
I drive one. No.
And it's Land Shark, ladies and gentlemen. He drives Land Shark.
No, it's Rotan. That's more fun. Get out of my way, Karen. Again, I think in all of our other episodes, I've talked about grew up in a small town, didn't really have a lot of stuff. And so I didn't really see a lot of the stuff, so I growing up, I literally had the core figures for the most part. So it's really awesome seeing these come out as I'm older now and have, as I say, adult money. And it's been great. I picked a Proton a couple weeks ago, which is like the first thing I've seen in my town in a long time that's been new. And I unfortunately can't get it back because my son keeps playing with it. he has it.
That's a good
son.
Yeah, it is. Well, he has an attack as Batman figures. He makes Red Hood drive it because, Red Hood's the anti-hero. So, he says it's the good bad guy car. So I enjoy him. It will be very interesting to see if things do come out, like with the Ripcord and stuff like that, if they keep that or if they introduce, other sort of mechanics for him, The problem with those Ripcords, my son's big into Beyblades. You lose them, you can't find them. And it's like, does this fit? Does that fit? So that's my only downside with something like that. So I think there's a lot of room for improvement. And again, whether they change it or not, I don't know. But I'm excited. It'll be awesome to add some to my collection. The Sky Sled and all of that stuff. We have those. It's just a lot of fun. I'm really glad for them. I hope they keep coming. Problem with plastic is it's getting more expensive and they're just going to get more expensive. So that's my only downside.
So which one are you looking forward to most?
What you got for us?
Which one am I? Oh, sorry.
You guys can go ahead. No, go ahead.
Rotan was really the one I was looking forward to the most, and I did get that. We have a shop here that has the old vintage one, and I think they actually have it for like $60, which wasn't horrible, even with box. The box is in good condition, but that was the one I'm glad I got. I don't know if I like the cage on top of it. Like, that's kind of weird, but all in all, that's really, I think, the one that I wanted the most.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like the Wind Raider, and we got that already. So that's my favorite. That was the only vehicle I actually owned as a kid, and I got it when it first came out. I still would like to see some new stuff come in. I would like to see all the vintage, of course. Spidor would be really cool. But I want to see something that we haven't seen yet, like I'm going back to Filmation Rhino. And then you better enjoy it. It's coming. But I would like to see a Basher from Filmation. I think that would be great. And a Collector as well. Those two I really would like to see in Origins line.
Not the Filmation version of Attack Track.
I was going to bring that up later, but if you want me to say it, I'll talk about it now. Yes, I would love to see
the best Filmation vehicle.
I know. I would love to see that version. I definitely would. But that's going to be big. If you really think about it, the original Attack Track is a lot smaller, of course, and it's a one-man vehicle, but the Filmation version can fit, four or five guys in it at once? So
I think they would probably modify it to where it was like the Talon Fighter, where like you would have somebody as the front driver and then somebody sitting behind them. I think they would shrink it down to a two-figure vehicle, just because you're right, the four-figure vehicle would be way too big, but they could do two.
Yeah, yeah. But that, yeah, I do like that design, but you know, that's a wish list for me to have. I own all the vehicles, but I would still love to see that come in as well. So, but yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I would like to see new vehicles too, but we got to get all the original versions first, I believe, before we get some new stuff. But you never know how they've been doing it. They've been sprinkling in things here and there anyway. So whatever is most in demand from the fans. And I would like to know what the fans would like as well in the comments if you can.
Yeah. I was getting a little worried that they weren't going to be coming out with any more for a while, but I was excited to see that they, you know, the showing the Road Ripper and stuff at Comic-Con. That was like the only one that I remember playing with a bunch of the vehicles, but I can't remember all the ones that I had. The only one I do remember is having the Road Ripper. I think my friends had the other ones, but I mean, really, you know, let's be honest. We just want it all. We'll take whatever they'll give us. You know, sprinkling it in's not too bad because yeah, it kind of breaks the pocketbook as plastic goes up.
So how do you guys see something like, if it comes out in Origins, like, you know, the Dragon Walker? What do you see something like that functioning?
They've done a really good job with keeping the original gimmick in place. You know, even if they have to slightly modify it just a little bit, like Snout. Even if they have to modify it just a little bit, they keep the original gimmick kind of in place. Yeah, I butchered his name. You know, so I feel like even if they did the Dragon Walker, we would still see that same motorized movement. The one thing I do love about how they've incorporated vehicles so far is they have made them slightly bigger. Like, you know, if you compare the original Rotom with this one, Wind Raider, you know, Sky Sled, all that stuff, they're slightly bigger, which I do like. And also, they've added some extra play elements that I think are really cool. Like the Sky Sled has the base that you can sit it on so that it looks like it's actually flying. The Wind Raider attaches to Grayskull. The Rotom gave us the cage and the face from the model kit. So I'm really excited if they do give us more vehicles. Oh, and Stridor, how he has his base that attaches to Grayskull. I do hope that as that trend continues, we keep getting these fun extra elements that go along with the vehicles.
Yeah.
So now will the Dragon Walker sound like a dot matrix printer, though?
I mean, that's part of the appeal, so yeah. It definitely should.
I think so. Yeah, I don't think I think if they did do the Dragon Walker, I think it would be pretty mimicked, close to what they have in the vintage. I don't know what they would add to it to make it a little different. I don't know what you guys think they would do with that. Like you're saying with the Rotom with the cage and the base for the jet and stuff like that. I don't know what you would think.
You could have the mouth open up and then like shoot a missile out or something, you know?
That'd be cool. Yeah, or we've already seen the shield from the Battle Walker. That's going to be Battle Armor He-Man and Masterverse's shield.
Yeah.
So maybe they could make the shields detachable.
Okay.
You know, some extra little element like that, maybe. Or it includes little toy boulders that the Dragon Walker pushes out of the way as it moves. I mean, they've added little extra play elements, so maybe something along those lines. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, the one thing I'm disappointed about, is that we still haven't got the rest of the Battle Ram.
Yeah, I know Rhino's been wanting that forever. I mean, I've been wanting one too, but...
Yeah.
Speaking of, I had it ready for viewers not watching but are listening. I have got my vintage Battle Ram out from childhood because I knew we were going to bring it up. Yep. So I still have it, as you can see. It's my original one because all the stickers have came off. Yeah, the fact that we've not got the second piece of this is just astounding to me. Like that, to me, should have been the second vehicle released because we only have the first half.
Why do you think that
Where's
is?
Where's the rest of it?
Yeah, why do you think that is?
You know, my theory is that they are trying to keep people on their toes, and that's why the release of all this stuff has been so all over the place, And that's why they've announced, you know, things that were not part of the original vintage line, like the 2008 He-Man and Skeletor. That's why we're getting Brazil releases, like the Brazil Faker with Copycat and Cobra, Camo Cobra?
Camo Con. Yeah, Camo Con.
So I think they're trying to keep it all, you know, basically like a playlist on shuffle. They're just releasing stuff out of order in different periods and different waves, just so the collectors kind of don't know what's coming next, and they really can't get bored.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people have been wanting that back part of the Battle Ram. I know I would like to, but they released it with a figure, you know, the Prince Adam. So I'm curious on why they did that. I'm not sure. I know you can. That's the one that can change, right, to the evil version as well. You can,
yes.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I do like that, but I only bought one, so I can't. And I've got it in a package sitting right over there. But it's that's a cool play feature for people to buy multiples for that. But you got to buy multiple Prince Adams, you know.
Yeah.
So I would like to see, maybe it'll come out like an expansion pack or something weird like that. I don't know, extra missiles or something. I don't know. Or, you know, what would be great would be like the Lords of Power Man-at-Arms come with it.
Yes.
That would be excellent, I think. Because I didn't get that. I didn't get that exclusive. And they can paint it a little differently or change something on them, you know, to make them different. But I think that would be an excellent, because he's always riding around in it in the early stuff. So, but
I would really love a proper Man-at-Arms without a mustache head. I know we got the guard, the turning guard, which had extra heads. One of them you could, you know, try to make into Man-at-Arms, but that sculpt was clearly just the guard sculpt without the chin strap. Yep. And so it looks a little off.
Yeah, I didn't really like it either.
Proper head sculpt.
Yeah, when they announced that and they said that it's Man-at-Arms as well, and I got excited for it, you know, and then I got one. I'm like, well, this doesn't look anything like him. It's just, it's weird. Yeah, it was odd. So with the, I know when they first were asked about vehicles, they said that it was going to be like two a year. I think that's what we've been getting, right? Two a year? Because what do we get this year? We got Rotan and then Stridor. And I think that was it, right, for vehicles?
Yeah.
And then we got the Jets, the Sky Sled, and Wind Raider. And,
well, Sky Sled was 2020, and then the Wind Raider and Land Shark were 21.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's two a year.
At least according to our website.
Right. Well, yeah. I keep forgetting. I keep thinking it's 2 years ago, but it's actually three because I'm not counting the zero.
Yeah.
Yes. So, because that was August, so that's a half a year. So, it's 2 years this month. Yeah.
You know, but then according to Amazon, the Road Ripper might be coming out this year still. I mean, I don't know if that's correct. But
yeah, they said October. Yeah. So, that's like in 2 months. Yeah. And that's packed with your guy, Mechanic. So we'll see with that one. But what about the Talon Fighter? Do you think that's going to be big with the base?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And what would you like to see with that? Is in like
same thing, the Point Dread that's separate, and then the ability to attach it to the Origins Castle. I think that's a must-have because every story has featured both of those components.
You know, the hard part is we got so many things that attach to the top. We have to pick and choose. You know, you got the ghost. The ghost from the Comic-Con or no PowerCon release or whatever, and then we got everything else. So
Spirit of Grayskull.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure
about the fact that we haven't been getting the evil versions alongside the good versions. Because that irritates me. Like, I want Nightstalker when Stridor released. I want, you know, the bad version along with the good version.
No, but I think Bobby was onto something last time when he was saying it was going to probably come after, you know,
Snake Mountain
comes along.
Yeah, because they had the base come out with Stridor, and it has and it connects to Grayskull. I mean, I think it would make complete sense to have a base with Night Stalker attached to Snake Mountain. And they can't show that yet because they're not showing Snake Mountain. So if they say, here you go, here's Night Stalker with a Snake Mountain base, you're going to be like, what? Unless they come out with him without a base and they include that as an extra piece in Snake Mountain itself. I mean, they can do that too. I mean, nothing says that they have to do anything, but
Do you think they'll come out with a special edition battle armor Skeletor with a special flocked Panther or something with a base to go to it?
Oh, that would be awesome. I would love that.
Chromed out edition.
Like battle warrior Skeletor to complement the battle warrior He-Man and Battlecat. Yep. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I don't know if they would
actually come with that, and actually come with the headpiece for Panther.
The 2000X Panther with the big ram, horns.
Yeah, I don't know about that so much.
Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities.
Though. Unless they made them as a 2000X Skeletor, they would make more sense, I think. But
Disco Skeletor.
Oh, yes. I need my Disco Skeletor in Origins.
Yeah, that 2000X had so many variants. I didn't get the variants. It was just too much. My son was born during that period as well, so I couldn't buy all those toys, and I didn't really care too much for variants. But
diapers aren't that important.
Yeah. Use the packaging from the 2000X figures, right?
Yeah. That's what paper towels are for.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope we get some 2000X vehicles. Now that they've released the figures, which I'm obsessed with, I really hope we get some vehicles. I'd love to have, because 2000X had a lot of really cool designs.
Yeah, they had that, was it the Chariot with Skeletor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really love cool. That. I like that a lot. That one is a good one, if they do a 2000X. But, you know, like we've been saying, Origins is going more towards vintage, but they're sprinkling in those 2000X figures, so you never know. I don't know if they would do the vehicles, though, because the vehicles don't come out as many as... I mean, we're still, what, they got, what, 14 originals, and we got, what, 4, 5 now? So you still got a lot of vintage to get to.
Four and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Yeah, we're way behind on vehicle. Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping we get some later year stuff, because I don't own the helicopter that Skeletor has that looks like a dragonfly. I don't have that. I don't have Spydor. I don't have Monstroid. So hopefully we will get those in Origins, and I can kind of use those to fill in my vintage gaps.
Yeah. So what about the dinosaurs?
I mean, I would love the dinosaurs, but we did get Eternia. Maybe we'll get the dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're teased on that CamoCon art. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that's teased on there for those, that pre-Eternia. Yeah, I could get into that, but I don't know. Spydor, what about Spydor? What do you think of that vehicle?
I'd love to have it. I didn't have it as a kid, so I would love to have it now.
Yeah, my friend had one, and it was always cool to play with. I have it I have the vintage now. But I'm still missing the guns to it, because it's very hard to get those guns. I haven't been looking for it for a while, those guns, but I would love to get that. But that's a big one. That's a huge vehicle, if you really think about it. What do you think they would do with that one? You think they would make the
mechanics? It would be even bigger in Origin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually found it at a secondhand store here, and it's funny because it is so big. Like, I don't have anywhere upstairs to put it, so it's actually in my basement. And the other night, a couple of weeks ago, I was downstairs, and my dogs like to come down when I'm down there, and it's sitting, like, in the middle of the floor. And if you can see a dachshund do a backflip when he ran around the corner and saw this, like, giant spider, he, like, flipped, and I was like, oh, that's amazing. I wish I would have recorded it. But, yeah, so he won't go downstairs anymore, so that's a good deterrent.
How well did those hold up? Like, Bobby, does yours still work?
Yeah, mine works. One of the legs does pop out. when it stands, because it sits weird and it's loose, so it'll pop out. But overall, it's in great shape. I got all the stickers. Like I said, it doesn't have the guns. I'm looking at it while I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm off looking off the camera. I'm just trying to see what I got there. But yeah, I got the eyes on it and everything too. And it's huge. I remember putting it on the floor, like Ryan was saying, and my cat walked in. She jumped out of the room because she didn't know what it was at first, you know? I was like, wow, scared the hell out of her. So.
Yeah, no, mine, like Bobby said, like mine, it holds up really well. Like, I don't remember if mine has the guns or not. I have to go down and look. But yeah, it's so weird because the way the legs move, they kind of go in a circular motion. So you never have them all on the ground at one time. So yeah, it can get lopsided. I think out of all my legs, one is a little loose, but I don't think I've ever had an issue with it just popping out on its own. So surprisingly well, I'm pretty pleased with it.
Yeah, mine won't pop out. If I move it a little bit, if, you know, like if I try to, like when I'm dusting the shelf, it'll fall off and I have to pop it back in, but it'll sit, it's sitting there now with it on together, but it's, it's a great vehicle. I love the villain stuff. I love the Rotan. What I like about the new Rotan is it's shiny. You guys notice that?
Yeah.
I mean, it almost looks
not matte.
Yeah.
Shiny. No, I haven't found it yet, so I have not noticed it.
Yeah. I finally got one this past weekend. So, when did I get it? Friday? I think I got it Friday. I can't remember. But, I noticed how shiny it looked, almost metallic-like. And I was hey, that's shiny. Pretty cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Hasn't even broken in yet.
I actually realized he put it in here when we cleaned it today, because I looked over and I saw it. So
I thought he was just underneath the desk handing it up to you.
No, he's in bed. Bass better be in bed.
You got to say, thank you, Thing.
Yeah, no, it's great. I really like it. It's a lot of fun. So, see if I can get it to spin here. Even makes the awesome noises.
Yeah, that's the same. That's the same noise.
Yeah, you know, it's that little, it's a little clicker like you put on your bike spoke when you put the baseball card. I know we're all old. Mm-hmm. We know that. This young generation doesn't know that, but it's
yeah, they get the real noises.
You know, I don't know, that is one of the cool things that they've done with the Mega Constructs, though, is coming out with a lot of those vehicles.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the Rotan they made is just freaking fantastic.
Yes. I don't think I've seen it yet.
Hold on. I mean, it actually
rolls. It works so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works so good. You know, all of their vehicles are so
same
solid.
With the Battle Ram, all of them. They're all right. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it works great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then
as you move the toy, the blade spins.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to do, but yeah, the wheels move, and then blade spin.
So no clicking noise.
There you go. You got to do it yourself, unfortunately, with that one.
You got to hold the card next to it while it's rolling, so it'll flap the card. That's funny.
The Monstroid works really well in Mega Constructs.
Oh, they got one of those too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't follow that.
Yeah, that was one that came with She-Ra and Hordak.
Mm-hmm. How big is that thing?
Hold on.
See, that's why Ryan's hands bleed every time he plays with those. He's got all of them. Ryan and his soft hands.
We don't have that problem, and we have them too.
The scale works so well. And those legs move up and down.
Yeah.
And so you can, the legs move and you spin the little thing and the arms move.
Kind of compare the size comparison here for
the claws clamp and everything.
So since
fantastic.
Since Origins is now focusing a lot on Horde right now, you think they'll come out with one of those or the, what's that guy called? Man, I get the old brain COVID brain fart going, but it's the Mantisaur.
What's the Praying Mantis?
The Mantisaur, yeah. Do you think that's going to be coming soon?
I think that would be easier than Monstroid because it, you know, it's smaller, less plastic, takes up less space.
Plus, it's like a steed, you know, or it is a steed for Hordak, yeah. Since they like to have their animals with all the figures, I don't know. It's I don't know. I'm conflicted on what they're doing with the vehicles. It seems like they came out with some of the easy ones first. Does that make sound right?
Yes. Yeah. Some of the with the easier function. Yeah. And just
except for what's it called? Point Dread.
Yeah, but it's also the most popular ones.
Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. Those are the earlier ones. Well, besides, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm looking. I got them all.
Landshark was that early. Was Landshark super early?
I think it was like around the fourth, like 1984.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty a little bit later. Do you know the vehicles launched in like Good and Evil too? Like when Rotom came out, Attack Truck came out.
Well, yeah, you always had the one for one for one, right? You couldn't have an army of vehicles versus one vehicle. But that's how the Motu Masters of the Universe did that.
So are you guys wishing that it was more than two a year?
Yes. I think so, too. Cause, I mean, the fear is, I hope it doesn't end anytime soon, and we do get it. But when you think about it, two a year, that's how many years from now. Are they still going to continue that line by then? But then again, you know, like we were saying before, do you want everything now, and then you have to pay out the butt for everything, you know? But
on the flip side, it's only going to keep getting worse.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
One a quarter or three a year, I think, is still much easier to navigate through than the pace we're going now. And when you look at, like, the original He-Man waves, I mean, we're talking all this content came out in, 4 or 5 years was everything.
Yeah, 82 to 87.
So we've really got to pick up the pace, or, like, I'm never going to get my Blaster Hulk.
Yeah, that's another big one.
Yeah, I need my Origins Blaster Hulk. So.
Do you think that'll shoot discs, the new one for Origins?
I don't, I think they've been really true to the gimmick so far.
They have.
Anything,
right,
figure or vehicle that did not keep its original gimmick?
Mechanic.
Yeah, you're sour.
You don't have him yet.
I'm not bitter about how it's going to work, but, it does not look like it's going to be the original.
Well, it's like the Roboto, his gears didn't spin either, the Origins version. I'm right on that, right? Because I never opened it, but I believe I'm right.
No, I swear mine spin.
Like when he twists, it spins? Yeah. I didn't think it did.
Yeah, it does.
I thought someone said it did.
The mouth moves up and down.
Yeah, the mouth does.
You always have to figure out how to position him so that his mouth is closed. If you're not careful, he's like slack jaw.
Well, no, it spins.
Okay. I don't know. I heard somebody say it didn't spin. I guess I'm wrong. Don't yell at me, people. I don't know. I don't open this stuff up. So I know the original does.
Yeah, so I think they've done a really good job of not only keeping the original gimmick, but adding to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
So I can't imagine they would give us something and take gimmick away unless it just can't work. Within the confines of either the new body style of the figure or, whatever they would come out with for the vehicle. But if you look at the Tila Zor pack, I mean, you can tell, it's still, you put the bird on your finger and press that back button and the wings flap. Like, they kept that.
That pack.
So I feel like any vehicle we're going to get, they're going to keep the original, motion behind it.
Yeah, like you're saying, I wish they would come out at least three instead of two a year. This
or
way we
four, yeah. A good and a bad, and a good and a bad at the same time. I kind of like that.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Yeah, but I mean, if they, they're looking at it as a how is it going to sell as well? Do they bombard? So getting those three a year, I think, would be better than two.
Yeah, the problem is though, even the two that are coming out though, they've still been sitting on the shelves. Once they come out, at least I know locally, Stridor just hasn't been moving.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think Rhino even posted and sent us some photos of 10 boxes of Stridor sitting there. Yeah. But I mean, a horse compared to a vehicle, that might attract more kids. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. Like you were saying, that the distribution, you get nothing for figures, but then you get 50 Striders at a store.
Well, same with the jet sleds, though. They were clearancing those out at the end.
I can't wait to get the jet sled, by the way.
Earn it.
You meant sky sled, but...
Yeah, sky sled.
Oh, jet sled, the backpack fart. With the...
Well, look at Ryan all trying to... he's trying to stump us. Oh, man, that's funny. I can't believe it.
Well, I think part of the problem, too, though, is you... They do a release. Scalpers rush in and buy a ton of them. Yeah. We can't get them. Some, and we're patient. Some people cave and go ahead and pay the scalper tax. And then when Mattel replenishes the stock, then they're going to just sit there because the scalpers do make fake inflated sales volume.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But so what vehicle are you guys looking for next? Since we know that the Road Ripper's coming. What do you guys want? I mean, what do you absolutely want to see next? Like, you have to have it now.
Battle Ram.
Yeah, I knew he would say that. You too, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, Battle Ram, and then just having the whole point, you know, dread thing.
So you want that too?
The whole set.
Well, they've been teasing that in the art, the point dread, so I'm almost assuming that's coming soon. Because that's an easy vehicle. There's, like, no mechanics or nothing to it. It's just plastic.
Yeah, it's super simple.
Yeah, so it's going to be neat to see. I would like to see the inside of the point dread part of it, how they're going to do the computer and all that. Because my original, you know, from the 80s has just the cardboard like they used to do all those inserts. I would love to see that have actual, like they did with Grayskull, and had actual.
Ryan, show him the Mega Construct point dread inside so you can see what it looks like.
I don't know if I have it up here. I don't have it here. Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. I'll
it has the actual, like the actual console and stuff is built inside Point Dread.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
a construct.
It spins around. Yeah. And,
yeah. Yeah. Cause you can build
it. And I'm sure that's how they'll do it in Origins.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that would be great. That would be really cool.
Yeah. That would be really good.
I'm going to have to start coming better prepared to these things and actually have some of the toys by me.
Yeah.
I look at it like I take all the vehicles that are going to be coming in the line.
Oh, there it is.
And in my mind, I rank them and I say like, okay, you know, if this line ended 6 months from now, what do I have to have? Like, what is on my must-have list? And so to me, Battle Ram is must-have. Like we got to have the second part to this toy.
I believe that too. Yep. What about Bachiosaurus? We haven't talked about that one.
Oh yeah, that's the other one. I was thinking about that when we first started, and I forgot we hadn't talked about it yet. I mean, that was one of my favorite ones to play with too as a kid.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans love that vehicle. It's just got that cool action, you know.
Yeah, and then we got to see it in Revelations, which was fantastic.
Yeah, who doesn't want to bash things, you know?
I was gonna say my son is like, I just see him.
Yeah, and if I was gonna be driving around town in a vehicle in one of the, you know, Motu vehicles, that'd probably be it just to help with traffic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What about Laser Bolt?
What is the what's the vehicle that I never had it, so that's why I don't know the name. But like you would put He-Man in it, and it would be riding along, and it would pop up in the middle.
Yeah, Laser Bolt.
It was red.
Yeah, Laser Bolt.
Yeah, Laser Bolt.
Yeah, do you think we'll get Laser Bolt?
I could see it. It's a smaller vehicle, and all it does is spring. It's just a spring-loaded thing, so I don't see it being too difficult for them to make. I mean, all of us as fans, we all know this. We want it all. You know, we won't pick and choose what vehicle they're not, you know, to buy. I'm pretty sure we'll grab them all. But, you know,
of course.
I think
I don't see that one coming out soon, though. I see that one being a later one.
Right. And that's what I was asking. What do you think would be, you know, I think like Spidor and the Fright Fighter, that's going to be coming later on. Because it's bigger and more expensive probably to make, you know, who knows? I don't know what they would do.
I can see Bachiosaurus being one of the next ones, though.
Yeah, because that one's real popular. And that and Point Dread are probably the next two most popular. Well, Attack Track, too. You think the Attack Track would have the battery-powered wheels? You think that would be how they're going to go with that one, or what do you think that's going to be? How the mechanics of it? How is it going to move around?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a difficult one because we really haven't seen much as far as battery powered stuff.
Right, and that's why I'm asking. Yeah,
you know, so it helps them cut.
We haven't had anything Origins yet. Battery.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's why they're coming out with the Road Ripper and Point Dread probably next. Mm-hmm. That has nothing, you know, maybe Bashosaurus. I mean, you're talking like everything that's non-battery operated first.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying Bashosaurus is going to be next or nothing. I haven't seen anything about it, but.
Yeah, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, right. I know everything. I wish. But yeah, the Tech Track, that would be pretty cool, I think, if they did have it battery powered. But then again, who wants to keep buying batteries? I'm never going to take it out of the box anyway. But
maybe it'll be lithium powered. You just charge it with a USB-C cord.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. I mean, it's,
that would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that and the Filmation version of it. I still want one of those.
With the big truck that picks it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything. I want it all. I want everything. Yeah. Filmation. That's the way to go. I want everything out of that. That's what I was saying.
It's certainly a way to go.
I would.
It's Bobby's way or the highway.
That's right. Yeah. I know it. I want it. This is what I want.
Hey, we are going to change Bobby's Twitter handle, though. We're going to change it to Filmation Motu instead of Vintage Motu.
No. Yeah. We're going to change it to FOMO Vintage.
I don't have FOMO. I'm not that bad. No, but
who just watched New Adventures and then had to get all the bad guys? And then who's watching 2020 2X and now needs Evil Lynn?
I actually decided today I'm not going to get it. Because I saw the figure and I'm not too impressed with it, so I'm not going to get her.
I
have Trapjaw. Yeah. I have Trapjaw from 2020X. I don't know. The cartoon, it's okay. It's fun, but it doesn't. It's not the best for me. I know it's great for kids. It's definitely great for kids, you know. But it's just, it's okay.
Great vehicles, by the way.
Yeah, I saw the
motorcycles, Talon Fodder, great vehicles.
Yeah, I saw the Rotan in there, and I thought that was pretty wild looking, the way they made that with the real big spinners. You know, it looked kind of organic in a way.
Well, the Panther bike is just fantastic.
Yes. I don't
know if I've seen that yet.
Spoilers.
Who cares? Spoilers. It's not like I have to worry about that one. I'm just going through it. You know, I finished. I'm halfway through the second season now.
It's more than me. I watched episode one of second season, and I was like, nope.
Well, that was me when I watched the first season. I watched an episode and a half, and I couldn't do it. I'm like, nah. I'm gonna skip it.
It's worth watching. Merman is fantastic.
Well, everybody keeps saying how good it was and stuff.
CGI show's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about one of the famous Motu vehicles, Spaceship Eternia. Okay. What do y'all think about that? Any thoughts on it? Think we'll get it? Do you want it if they made it?
It's huge.
It is huge. A spaceship that turns into a command center.
It's right.
Massive.
I mean, that's almost like a playset.
It is a playset.
Right.
It's a playset and a vehicle all in one.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
The New Adventures line had a lot of cool playsets and vehicles.
Yeah, if I got anything from New Adventures, I would go with the Mothership from the Mutants, because that thing is just craziness.
What do you mean if you got anything from New Adventures?
In Origins.
Anything extra from New Adventures.
You know, I got four freaking figures from New Adventures. I mean, Jesus, you know, you guys are giving me crap.
after the first episode that you watched.
No, I actually...
you're like, I can't buy no more. 3 minutes later, so I need the mutants. Look what I bought. Look, picture. I bought it today. I have one day delivery.
You know, you hey, I got them, you don't. So
I don't care.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't have to replace my car, or fix my car, or buy a $1,500 TV either.
I know that was a big hit. I had temporary insanity during that period, and that's why I was saying I wasn't going to get any more origins.
And then you're like, look at this comic book. Oh, look, I got the next three, and then oh, look, I got these.
hey, that's I tell you, it's a collector brain. You know, I just can't stop. I can't.
Some call it OCD.
Well,
yeah.
No, that's not OCD. It's different.
Is Bobby's intervention, listeners. Yeah. It's Bobby's intervention.
What, right
what
now?
Was that, what was that first, the He-Man one that you posted you got, the issue one? I can't remember what it is.
The DC?
Well, the DC? Yeah, the DC. Yeah, the DC comics, yeah.
Yeah, one, two, and three. Cool.
Yeah, so yeah, it's funny you got it, and I was like, you know, if I see it, I get it. My local comic shop put it up for $10. I was like, woohoo, I got it.
Hey, that's a great deal.
That's a good, that is a good buy.
This is a great deal,
especially if you don't pay shipping.
I was just excited those were in the omnibus because I didn't want to hunt those down to find them.
Mm-hmm. They're actually pretty easy, but you got to really look for the number one at a good price because sometimes a lot of people inflate that price. You can find number two and three pretty cheap. You know,
yeah, unless it's the key issue, number ones are always going to be the most valuable, unfortunately. So, kind of off of topics, but sticking to vehicles, going to 2000X, I really want a Spitbull. Like, ever since I saw it on eBay, like,
I don't remember what that looks like.
If you don't Google it, it's just such a weird, cool looking toy that I'm like, I never had that one. I will tell you the truth, I actually never really collected any of the 2000X because many years
ago. Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks really cool, but it's like it's so big that like everybody on eBay is like $40 shipping, and I'm like, oh, I can't afford it.
I found one for only $15 shipping.
Oh, like is it new in box though?
It's like $120.
Oh, yeah, there's one here for $85 and $40 shipping, so it's about the same.
Yeah, that's about the same.
What's it called?
Spitbull.
The Spitbull.
Yeah. It's just, you know, as when I was looking at my 2000X, you know, stuff trying to fill it out, like that one was always in my watch list. And I was just like, it's so odd. And I mean, in a way, Dragon Walker-esque, kind of that, you know, big head in the front. But it was cool. I really enjoyed it. Looking at it.
I want a battle tank. Does anybody have a battle tank?
No,
the 2000X battle tank.
I don't have any vehicles from 2000X. Like I said, I'm mostly a figure guy. I do have all the vintage vehicles, of course, but I don't really go for vehicles. Well, I got Origins too, but any other lines, I don't have any vehicles for. They just take up so much room, you know, and I think that's what gets a lot of people who love to display this stuff. You know, they think about the room that they have, you know, and then you get a Spider, where are you going to put it, you know, or a Fright Fighter, you know? I mean, I have shelves for them, but that's because they're vintage, but I wouldn't be displaying any of the new stuff. But like I said, I keep everything in box for Origins, but it's, I don't know. Is there any other 2000X vehicles you want to see besides that then?
Oh, man, Bashing Beetle, you know, the battle tank. They had great vehicles. I'd love to have several of those.
So once again, you just want it all again?
I want it all.
Well, it's more of a wish list.
And that's what I was saying earlier. Like, we got to do a priority of, like, if we only have X amount of time and we can only fit in X amount of vehicles, what do we gotta have? Like, for me, gotta have is Battle Ram, Attack Track, you know, like that stuff I've gotta have. Like, I had it as a kid and I want it again.
Then how about this? Okay, let's say Origins is gonna be done by 2025. You got 3 years. You get two vehicles per year. What's your next six?
Six. Battle Ram, Attack Track, for sure. Again, I would love to have a Spider because I've never had one. don't really care about Laser Bolt. Another not going to do Blaster Hawk, so I'm not even going to waste a slot on that one. Oh.
I'd like a Night Stalker to go with you know.
Yes, a Night Stalker.
Yeah, and they already have the molds for it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm almost positive that's coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to waste that. It's just a repaint, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody wants one. But I definitely want a Collector, a Basher, and an Annihilator. Those three. And they're all from Filmation Rhino. Surprise, surprise.
Shocker. Spoiler.
Shock.
Would you like to see an Annihilator with Hordak's face on it? That would be freaking awesome. I mean, come on.
I want the flying discs from the movie.
Bobby, pick some vehicles that are not from Filmation.
Okay, I'll pick, the next six?
Not from Filmation.
Okay, that's easy. That's Point Dread, Bachosaurus, Attack Track, Battle Ram, to finish that off, Dragon Walker, and...
Yeah, I think it's a perfect
Spidor
list.
Spidor, yeah.
I'd be totally happy with that list.
And then Laser Bolt and the Jet Sled and the...
Jet Sled.
Yeah, the other one, those can come later.
So do you think you're going to get any vehicles or anything in Masterverse or New Eternia or anything?
I think that's I think those are going to be more figure lines. I really don't see them, because now that we do have, see, they did that with Classics, but that was the only thing that was coming out.
Yeah.
You know, so of course they're going to do that, but now we got so many multiple lines out nowadays. I see them specifically making the Masterverse as just figures. I don't see any playsets. I don't see any vehicles coming out for that. And I think the scale
would be really cool. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just said it'd be really cool. Like, again, I 100% agree with you. I don't see any of that happening. But, I mean, Masterverse looks really close to Classics. It'd be really cool to get a Snake Mountain and a Grayskull as a playset to display all of them.
I would love a Mark Taylor original design Grayskull. Yeah. To go with Masterverse.
Yeah, there's another vehicle. I forgot the name of it. It was a Mark Taylor design. I believe it was Mark Taylor. It was a concept art, and it was on one of the boxes. I can't remember what it is or where I saw it. I don't remember what it was on. Do you guys remember that?
Was that
what you're talking about, but I don't remember which one it was.
I think so.
It's the...
I got a.
It's like an orange ram head.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of it.
The
sorry, ram I'm not a Multi fan. I don't remember it. But that would be kind of cool too. There you go. That would be Masterverse for the New Eternia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would be fantastic.
Actually, that would be kind of cool though.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would like.
I want a New Eternia Battle Cat.
Yeah. I like the New Eternia line. I really do. That's the only Masterverse line I'm going to get. I have to cut something out, so I'm not going to get the pop figures. Yeah, see, look. Blah, blah, blah. Why don't you guys just give me so much crap? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what friends are for.
Yeah. I mean, aren't you like close to the distribution center now? You can get all the Masters of the Universe.
What do you mean distribution center? What are you talking about?
For the pops.
For pops. Yeah, they have one down not too far from where I am. I don't get pops though.
Well, not yet. You're gonna get the FOMO before you be like, I need the ball.
Come on, man. I'm not that bad.
It's amazing.
I just canceled my Mego figures so I can get Origins, and so.
Because you said you weren't going to get them, and now you're getting
ordered. Did you ever order the 2000X He-Man and Skeletor?
No, I'm waiting for the... Because it's going to charge my card right away. So my card, it cuts it's off melting. On the 9th. It's melting. On the 9th of September. And then I'm waiting for... Because I got nothing else on order besides Wave 10, and that's not going to come out right away. So I'm waiting for the Tila Zor pack to come out. and then I'll buy the 2000X He-Man and Skeletor, and then I'll ship them together, save shipping, you know, for that. But I'm hoping, I was also waiting to see if they would get the regular release, not the trilingual cards. But if they don't, I'm just going to get it anyway. Since I don't open it, I still got the comic, but I can't read the comic. So I still like to have words on my stuff.
I got to say, the ones I got from Target, though, were actually pretty good condition. Were they? Aside from the smashed box, but it actually came okay. No stickers, you know, unpunched.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because I do have them on the app, but they're never in stock. So
yeah, you got to be quick on it.
I don't have alerts on or nothing, so I don't care.
Yeah, I just happened to check at the right time. It was really weird.
What are your all's thoughts on Beam Blaster and Artillery? Think we'll get that? I don't. I think it's too deep of a dive.
Yeah.
But I would love to have a new version of it.
You're talking about the vintage
with it when I was a kid.
Yeah, the vintage artillery thing. I don't have as a vintage. I don't have that. But it's
so much fun.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. You know, I know everybody, because there is a lot of people that don't have vintage stuff too. That are like you hear all the time on Twitter that, you know, they're taking origins to make up for what they don't have. You know, in vintage. Me personally, vintage is more important to me because it's toys I grew up with. You know, that's why it's more important. It means more to me than buying something new. But I do love the new stuff, and I would take it if they made it. I would buy it, but I don't see it coming anytime soon. You know, they're doing though. It's like what they did on Twitter. They teased, or they were talking about the Stilt Stalkers. I think it was, or was it the Scuba Attack? I don't remember what they
Scuba Attack.
Yeah, what they posted. Remember that? And I was like, well, what's this about? Mm-hmm. Why are they tweeting this thing out? You know,
yeah, they asked if you'd rather fight Skeletor in Scuba Attack or something else.
Right. And I was like, why would they ask that? I thought that was a little odd. So, I mean, you know, like they're coming out with stuff that were later on in the line, you know, that people didn't get, you know, because I didn't get a lot of stuff as a kid. And especially the later toys, because I was already getting older and I wasn't getting toys anymore. You know, by 86, I think I stopped buying toys. And I was more into music and everything, you know, and then I started high school in 87. So, yeah, that stuff was long gone for me at the time. But it would be great to get some of those other accessories. I don't have any of the vintage accessories. It never appealed to me. I was never into accessories as a kid either, or anything that didn't. It was just weird. You know, like Star Wars, when they came out with those goofy little vehicles and things like that weren't in the movie, I didn't care to buy them.
I love those goofy little vehicles.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of people did. But to me, it's like if I didn't see it in the film or anything, I didn't care for it. You know, it didn't bother me not getting it. So,
oh, that makes so much stuff make sense.
And I was, you know, and I was still getting stuff at that time, too. But I didn't get all those, you know, gimmicky stuff either. Mm-hmm. You know, I still got the figures, but I didn't get the Stilt Walker or any of that stuff.
Yeah, you know.
I still have my Stilt Walker.
Do you?
And my jet. Yeah, I still have both.
I got the jet sled, but I consider that a vehicle. I don't consider that an accessory.
I love the stilts.
Can you walk in them?
E-Man does, alongside Extendar and Mechanic.
Yeah, yeah, right. He's got to stay the same height. I'm taller than you. No, I'm taller. I'm taller.
Well, Bobby, are you taller than them? Is that before or after you fall out of your chair? Just wondering.
Oh, okay. So I could tell that story. We were filming the other night the She-Ra episode, and we were talking about. I think Ryan brought up about a chair or something in his office, and I was mentioning that I worked at this movie theater as a supervisor a long time ago, and we had this chair in front, and I was demonstrating how it would jerk backwards, and I accidentally, my chair fell backwards on me while I'm talking to these guys. I'm not going to do it again.
Recreate it.
No, because it's embarrassing. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. No one needs to see my feet in the air.
And the thing that really, really sucked is I think we stopped recording and it was like 2 minutes afterwards. Like, had we just kept going, it would have been bloopers. It would have been the best. But
yeah, unless we were doing like some OnlyFans thing and you need to see my feet up real quick.
It would have been the show's opening from then on. It would have just been you flipping over at the opening of the
show. We just put it in like repeat and like,
yes.
That's how you end each one. Well, we're done.
Yeah. Luckily, I stopped recording at that time, and it's not on video, so it doesn't exist. It never happened.
We put it in the word verse out there in this podcast, so it does somewhat exist.
I wonder if that caused my that muscle problem I was having.
Yeah. Oh, it might have.
I don't know.
I think it's you clicking your mouse and buying all your shit that you're missing.
I don't have a mouse. I use the little pad in the middle. I don't use a mouse.
The little trackpad that's like one by one. Those are.
Well, I usually shop on my phone on eBay. That's the problem. I had to tell my wife. I was like, I'm not buying no more crap on eBay. I already did enough. I told her I signed out because I never sign out of eBay. I don't sign out of it. So about we sign here. Like what's new today? What's new? What's listed?
So whoever's managing the Twitter tonight, please put a poll up there. How many days before Bobby buys something off eBay? Whoever gets the closest will give him a shout out.
Yeah, we're gonna have the marker board of how many days since the last accident, just erasing it out.
I don't have accident. I'm not accident. Prone?
Zero. No. About you buying. Buying
okay.
I'm gonna get my whiteboard. Days Bobby didn't buy something.
Well, see the thing is, I'll tell you what. You know, my wife, she comes home and she goes to Home Goods and she has all these things for Halloween. You know, and I love it. I love Halloween. I'm a Halloween person. That's why I got I can't see myself backwards. You know, I got a Halloween tattoo all over. But man, she comes home. I spend another $50 here. I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna buy a figure. You know, right? Exactly. I was like
shopping.
So I keep telling her I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop doing it. And she's like, yeah, me too. And then all of a sudden, she comes home with more blankets and of Halloween stuff. I mean, our dinner plates are all Halloween, like ghosts and cats on it. You know, I mean, it's like, and she just, you know, I got what this Halloween pumpkin. You know, the peanuts. And I got a whole set of these. It's great stuff.
It's funny you say that because, like, you know, again, episode one, pre-order society, that's what we live in. You know, it's like, I think when we were doing the last episode, my husband sent me a text and he goes, are you shopping while you're doing the podcast? And I'm like, no, what? And he's like, well, this just charged. And I'm like, I have no idea what that is.
That's when you were looking at the email. That's why I had to call you out. Hey, man, pay attention to what.
No, I didn't buy. I wasn't buying anything. Mm-hmm. It was like a Target pre-order shipped, or I don't remember where it was. He'll wake up in the morning. He's like, so this morning you have 4 charges. And I'm like, son of a gun.
or the incident of you muting yourself on the first episode. You know, this is 2022, not 1922. It's not a silent film. You know, I'm not going to sit there and edit in some piano music and put up cards to say what you're saying.
I feel like the very last episode of our podcast is just going to be Shoppers Anonymous.
Yep.
Like, it's just going to be us talking about how we went through all of our money, and we're all broke, and we're addicted.
Yeah. I mean, I know we've diverted off topic, and I think we got the vehicles up there, but I think it's really good. I think that's a good thing we can do in the future when we can do a live episode and, like, have people talk in and, like, you know, what things have you bought? Or, you know, like you said, Buyers Anonymous. And it'd be awesome to read comments and see how people are doing.
So you're talking crap about me spending my money and buying things. And then all of a sudden you're saying you just got some stuff? While we're on the episode, and you're shopping while we're on an episode?
Buy it. It was a pre-order. I can't help when pre-orders ship.
Sure you can. Unpre-order it and then pre-order it again.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Also, the difference is we never say we're done. We're give us more, give us more, give us more. Bobby, you are the king of, I'm done, I'm done. I'm only buying this one thing in Masterverse. That's all I'm getting. I'm done.
I'm done. Until
I saw this Evil Lynn, and then I had to have her, and now I'm done till this Evil Lynn thing comes out, and now I'm done. That's the difference. We openly admit we're buying it all.
I know I get temporary insanity about all this crap and this bullshit and all this stuff. I get it. You know, it's
You don't have to explain yourself.
No, but I've been saying this for years.
Just enjoy buying it all.
But yeah,
don't beat yourself up about it.
I got this thing in my head that I got to retire. You know. And I'm getting, you know, did you literally say
last episode you only live once, buy what you want or something like that?
I did, and I stick by that, but you got to be happy buying it. You can't be miserable buying it, you know what I mean? So that's why I put pressure on myself when I buy things. You know, I keep saying I don't want to spend all this money. I think it's inherited by my parents. You know, growing up in the 80s, you know, my dad lost his job and stuff at the steel mill. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. That's why I didn't have a lot of toys at the time. Now I buy all this shit. And it's like, holy crap, I just spent another $300 this week. So it's it just gets me, you know. So I got to say, I got to cut this out and I got to cut that out. Because it's in my head that I don't want to do that. But I enjoy it so much, I say, screw it, and I buy it. Because you guys all say, hey, look what we got in the mail. I was like, well, fuck it, I got to go buy this now. You know, there's someone on Twitter, hey, I got this. It's like, oh, that's awesome, I go and order it. You know, now I'm kicking myself in the ass that I canceled the 2000X Origins figures. I should have had them when I got my pig head and Mantenna. So now I'm sitting there thinking, like awesome. I told you guys the other day, I got FOMO. I got to get these figures now. I got to get everything. And it's just like,
They're really good.
That's my my spinning head, man. It just, it gets me. And my wife's like, what the hell are you doing?
So good.
You know, again, to summarize everything, we want all the vehicles.
All the vehicles. And especially Battle Ram.
Yeah, Battle Ram is definite. I definitely want that. I want them all, but that and the Point Dreader and Bastasaurus are probably the next Talon three.
Fighter.
And if anybody out there can think of any that we missed, please let us know, because unfortunately we can't remember everything. Sure. We're all getting old.
Yeah, and everybody will agree that
we do have a handy dandy list on our website, though.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, that's just for Origins. That's not for
I haven't got far enough yet to get all the lines yet.
Yeah, we'll probably be adding a lot more to that too as we go along. We just started that, like 3 weeks ago maybe that we got it.
It was last Thursday.
No, I'm saying when we got the website.
Oh, the website. Yeah, I was going to say I started the list on Thursday.
So. I was like, no, we just didn't get the website Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, and on Twitter, please add us and tell us what vehicles you want. And if you're following us on YouTube, please comment below. But we want your all's feedback. We want to hear what interests you, what you're hoping to get from the line, what vehicle you're looking for next. Like, we love interacting. If you follow our Twitters, we're all on Twitter all the time. Not as much as Bobby, but we're all on Twitter all the time. So please interact with us. We love conversing.
Well, what is this, pick on me today?
Of course, it's always pick on Bobby Day.
Yeah, because I forced you guys to record this episode today, so they're all have to get after me today.
Bobby, like, I mean, clearly from your time when you were old, like, when you were young, I mean, when you dip, like, the little girl's pigtails in the inkwells because you like them, like, we only pick on you because we like you, like, you know.
Hey, you know, I may be 49. I don't think I look too bad. It's 49. I don't look old and scraggly.
But honestly, though, if you guys are commenting and stuff, though, you know, just remember, it might take us a little bit to get back, though, because we are still working. You know, unfortunately, this doesn't pay anything. So.
See, I sit there and I work, and I got my phone right there. And to me, I love Motu so much, and people ask me, it's like I have to answer them. Yeah. It's like they like it. Just they're asking me questions. So yes, I'm gonna comment back.
So you're saying you have TWOMO, Twitter FOMO?
Yeah. Hey, is that a thing? It could be.
I just made it. I'm copyrighting it.
Yeah.
He give me 25 cents every time you use it.
What was that called again?
TWOMO.
TWOMO. I got TWOMO. The fear of not tweeting.
Twitter of missing out.
Yeah. Right.
No, but yeah, again, guys, you know, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. You know, let us know what you want. Like Rhino said, it's we do definitely like to interact. You can tag us at Collectors Power on Twitter. We are all on there as well individually if you want to tag us. If you like me better than everybody else, just tag me. That's fine. You know, I mean.
Look at that narcissism.
Come on, if I'm picking on you, I gotta pick on myself. Come on, nobody. I can't be on Twitter. I'm so busy with the work anymore. But yeah, again, comment. We'll interact, you guys. We really love the interactions you've been providing us. You know, this is our fourth episode. It's great. We love it. Thank you so much for sticking with us. And we enjoy it. So thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, we definitely have a lot of gratitude for all of our listeners. So again,
thank you.
Like, subscribe, turn on that notification bell. You know, we do come out every Tuesday. Things might change. We might
every other. It up.
You know, but yeah, follow us. Follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on Instagram. We do have Facebook. I know Facebook's kind of not the thing anymore, but if you want to follow us there too, we are Collectors of Power there as well.
We tried to do the OnlyFans, but they denied us. We weren't spicy Bobby's, enough for them.
Bobby's feet were not ugly yeah. enough, so, you know.
Yeah.
Got to pay for those figures somehow.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, they'll let you have more than one account.
So Bobby is not going to talk to us for the next week. That's fine, I guess.
Yeah, and that's what you want, right?
Until he's like, "Look what I bought."
Yeah, see, yeah, it's like we're sick of you talking about this stuff. Just buy it and get it over with.
He's going to edit this all out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right.
You better not. You better.
I have the power of editing. So you remember, next, yeah, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on the Peanuts teacher's voice over yours. So when you guys talk, burp, and I'll be the only one with the real voice, like I'm ignoring you guys. But yeah, if anything that we can improve to, I would like to know, you know, this will be our fourth episode while you're watching this. So if you think we can improve on stuff, let us know what you would like to see or what you would like to see added to the website as well. There was a couple things that were mentioned. Maybe we can have like those wave figures clickable so that you can see the front and the back of the card. I don't know if you can do that with this website, but we'll see what we can do for you. And
yeah, or even if you could do like the top box art, you know, we could do something like that with the artwork.
That,
you know?
Yeah, and that is on my to-do list. It's unfortunately, you know, I do have to work.
Or like a...
Oh yeah, no, right. In your due time.
Yeah.
You know. And maybe hopefully we can
we do this as a labor of love because we're so passionate about it. We're not making any money off of it. So if it takes us a little while, it's going to do it in our free time. It's not our full-time jobs yet.
Yet, unfortunately,
it'll never be our full time because if I make money off of it, somebody be buying more figures.
So, how do we change all of the ad revenue if we get any out of Bobby's name into somebody else's?
Hey, change it. You can take the donate my email off the donation and put the rhinos in there. I don't care. I'm fine with that. It's not like we got anything anyway yet. So.
Again, guys, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for joining us on our fourth episode. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. And thank you. So
that was goofy. It was real. It was fun. It was real fun.
It's been fun. It's been real fun. It's been real fun. You know, come on.
Oh man.
Battle Armor Rhino there getting ready to sign off.
Yeah. So take us out, Rhino. You can wave to the audio.
Thank you everyone people. For joining us tonight. We appreciate your time. We have the power. Good night.
Take care, everyone.